Eddie, what sort of emotions do you take from that performance and that result today?
Mixed emotions again, because very pleased with the performance, very pleased with a lot of aspects of our play today. I thought we kept the ball well, created chances. Some of our interplay leading up to the penalty area was top class. A couple of times our decision making with that final ball when we got into dangerous areas, especially around the right-hand side where we were causing them all sorts of problems, would be the only disappointment on that side. Without the ball, I thought we were terrific. I thought we kept a good shape, defended our goal very well. The big man didn't have a lot to do on his debut, although what he did do well. And we concede to a worldie. So I don't know what there is for me to say really on that. It's a difficult one.
I mean, you do get back to the stage now where you're searching for answers that there just isn't any more answers apart from the fact that it's the same thing happening game after game.
Well, if we're picking holes in us and trying to get better, I think we stopped passing the ball once we scored, which I do understand because it's a difficult place to come and we're in protection mode and I've got some good players who can hurt you. So we ended up taking that risk away from our game, but I didn't think it helped us. I thought it made us come under a little bit more pressure territorially, but we dealt with it. But for the wonder strike, I'm sure we'd be sitting here with 3 points.
I was going to say, it comes to something when we're here disappointed, I suppose, with a 1-1 draw at the team who are third in the table.
Yeah, but I think that's because of the run previous to this, and the fact we're performing so well and not getting points is a bit of a hammer blow. Although, just doing an interview there, much rather this way than the other way, because if you're not getting results and not performing well, then you don't see how you're going to come out of it. But I still look at us and think we're a top championship team with how we're performing, and I just pray the football gods turn round and we start getting some luck.
And those football gods showed their luck after 4 minutes when you missed the penalty, of course.
Well, that's football. I mean, Ian Hart's got the best left foot in football, really, or has had, and still has a very good left peg, and it's just one of those things. Anyone can miss a penalty, and it didn't knock us. It didn't detract from our early part of the game, which was very good.
What might have happened at that early stage of the game, which could have had a big impact, was some sort of further punishment, a card for their defender who was close to being the last man. Did you have a view on that?
Well, my view was it could be a red, and I was waiting for a card. I was waiting for a decision from the referee. Obviously, he didn't even get a yellow, so I don't understand that. I never will do, because for me, that's a sort of an amber. It's bordering between yellow and red. I'm not sure how many defenders they had back, and I think that would obviously dictate the colour.